Okay, I had to have Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA song. Do you? Me too. Do you know who you just heard? That's the owner's daughter, Harmless. Yes.
Loving that song.
That's so sweet. So the owner of Carbliss is here. He's Adam Craner, and his beautiful wife and two children are here. That's so cute. What do you think about your daughter saying that?
That's awesome. We it's often requested on the dad request line.
It's my most requested once I have one of your drinks. How did you come up with that? Like so low calorie and Who thought of that?
Yeah.
Was it your wife and you? And
it's interesting. Honestly, we tried seltzer. Oh, gosh. It was Memorial Day of 2018. We tried seltzer because we were doing keto. And, you know, you see this, like, nice fruit flavor on there. And it's like, oh, that looks delicious. And that was the first time I ever tried it. Got a lot of carbonation and no flavor. Very underwhelmed. Went home and started mixing some stuff and had a carb-free, sugar-free vodka lemonade. But it was really for self-consumption. I was probably making, you know, at 12 or 13% ABV at the time. And after.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, it still didn't taste like booze. It was kind of scary. But.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And then the rest, as they say, is history.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, when you do something like that, do you really think, like, because I know I make stuff at home and I'm like, man, this is good. But do you think other people are going to like it as much as you? Is that kind of the hesitation when you want to take it outside of your home?
I think that's one of the. I think about often, like if I created a bourbon, the benefit is that a lot of the consumer base has the same taste profile I do.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is we asked about 300 people, why are you drinking that? Insert the name brand seltzer. And they would say it's low carb, low sugar, low calorie. Oh, do you like the taste? And the best answer we ever got was, eh, it's okay. And now would a restaurant survive on that? Absolutely not. So we were not smart enough to actually sample the liquid, but we thought based on that response, we would have a good business venture.
Nice.
We have the owner of Carbliss here. He's Adam Craner, and he's also a veteran of the Iraq War. Thank you so much for serving our country.
Thank you for today, being worth serving.
Yeah. Today is Veterans Day. What does it mean to you?
It's... you know, everybody gets caught up a lot in, I'd say a lot of military people get caught up a lot in the difference between Memorial Day, Veteran Day, or Veterans Day and Armed Forces Day, and people knowing the difference. But I think really it's for me, ultimately, it's a day to reflect and just think about the camaraderie, the group of guys I was over there with, still in contact with a few of them. We've lost a few since. But it's really... We all live pretty fast, busy lifestyles, and it's something that at this point in my lifetime is almost 20 years ago.
Can you believe that?
I'd prefer not to, but that's how old I'm getting.
Me too.
Yeah, it's just a time to pause and reflect.
How do you think it helped you become more disciplined or to be this successful?
Disciplined big time. I was pretty... rampant child. I didn't listen much, but
my brother should have gone in the military. I knew it.
100%. Like it's great for all of that. It as I like to say, it proverbially pulled my head out of my, you know what, about 75-80%. There was a little work to do when I got home, though.
Yeah. And when you do reflect on it, I know there's a lot of things and a lot of experiences that you had to endure in your time overseas and during your time of deployment. It's also an elite almost fraternity when you guys, it's just your crew and you guys will always have those memories based on each other. So how often do you guys reflect back on some of those things, or is it just kind of, hey, that happened, this is where we are now and we're moving forward? But I mean, do you guys really kind of, you know, reflect on stories?
I would say I tell a quote unquote war story maybe once a year.
Gotcha.
I was just with ESPN and I did talk about a little bit like process that was more general. But if I were to end up, you know, spending 8 hours with somebody I was with, it's probably going to be 80% stories.
Wow.
Gotcha. But mostly not.
Here, I'll give you this perspective. I was just at the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight and we were at the Vietnam Wall And it was the first time he had ever been to the wall, because the last time he was in Washington, D.C. was in the 60s.
Wow.
So yeah. he texted one of his, you know, one of the people that was in his platoon, and he said, I'm at the wall. And, you know, everything's coming back. And he showed me the text that his friend in California texted back, and it said in all caps, "Brother," and in lower caps, "How are you?" question mark. And I said, "Oh, he knows you. He knows exactly how you're feeling right now." I mean, it runs deep. People, you know, in the military, they bleed red, white, and blue. And thank you so much for sharing your world with me. It's like I'm seeing a famous person too.
Not so,
and thanks for always giving back to the community too. Do you have a tease for what your next flavor will be?
My one tease will be nostalgic.
Oh, okay. I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, it sounds like I want to be a part of it. Can I get it? Is there something I can do to be a part of that?
Is this old fat? Oh, is this like, are we talking about college nostalgic?
You asked for one tease.
Oh, wow. See, and that's when you know that someone's been in the
He's
military.
Good.
They know not to give anything away. Fantastic. He is Carbliss. He's a veteran owner. His name is Adam Craner, and you know Carbliss. You can get it everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us this Veterans Day.